brand new You podcast where I am promoting my favorite Christian rap.
It's your fire hot Jesus music.
It's blazing.
Fire hot Christian rap jams.
The best ever.
Christian rap remixes. Mixes of every genre.
Reggaeton.
Country.
Hip hop.
Rock.
Pop.
EDM.
Techno.
Gamer music.
And more.
Mixing it up with brand new you.
I'm here for you. Bringing you Christian rap interviews, news, and more.
We're gonna start this podcast off with some news, baby! Recording this first thing in the morning right after I have my coffee! Yeah. Hypes me up.
Okay, well, anyways, I got my coffee right here.
Let's go!
So, I want to begin this with some sad news for the Christian rap community. It's not totally sad news. It's sad news for the family. Keep them in prayer. But it is a loss for us in this world, but a gain for the kingdom of God, you know, because, you know, God is receiving one of his own. And that is Mr. Solo from the Gospel Gangstas passed away just this last week. Today is May 27th. I don't remember what day it was. I think it could have been the 23rd, or I don't remember. Y'all have to Google that, and you'll probably find it. You can also check the Facebook page, look up, you know, Mr. Solo, and a lot of posts will, you know, come up, you know, like, you know, people, old school and new school Christian rap fans and artists are, you know, leaving thoughts and memories of him as an artist, and people who've met him, and, you know, sharing their memories of him. So, yeah, look up Mr. Solo on Facebook, and a lot of stuff will come up. You can look at his page. I forget what the name of his page is, but if you look up Mr. Solo, he's probably tagged in a lot of posts, so you'll probably find his page pretty quickly and easily, and y'all could just, you know, scan through there and see what people have to say. But yeah, it's crazy because last podcast episode I did was about New Wine and Lecrae's collab gone wrong. And I think the project, New Wine was trying to wrap up a project he was working on with Mr. Solo. And so he was just kind of finding some disappointment with, you know, Lecrae, you know, and trying to get in a hurry. And I guess he sort of, you know, messed up the feature. You know, Lecrae was kind of doing it in love, trying to, you know, I don't think there was any money involved. So he was kind of taking his time and trying to put his own touch and production on it, when I guess New Wine felt offended that Lecrae was even touching it, like trying to change it. He just wanted a verse from Lecrae or something. And so he was trying to finish it up, and I guess he was disappointed when Lecrae hit him back and was saying he was going to bow out of doing it because he was feeling the tension from some of the things New Wine was saying in response to him through text messages. Rather than doing a phone call and clearing things up, he just bowed out and you know, decided to chunk deuce and not finish the song like he was originally going to. And so Mr. Solo, I guess, sent his last verse to New Wine right up before he passed away. So I guess the production that New Wine was working on with, and I don't know if this was separate from what Gospel Gangstas was doing. They were going to do a comeback album and release new music. And I guess they finished that up. So I don't know if that's the same as the thing that New Wine was working on with Mr. Solo, or if that was just a whole separate thing where it was Mr. Solo and New Wine. Because I saw a poster that said, New Wine and Mr. Solo, and it looked like a Han Solo kind of thing, and I was like, this is pretty cool, because they got like some little movie or music video thing coming out, and I don't know if they finished that or not. You know, it's kind of sad if they didn't, you know, get a chance to do the video portion of it and just, you know, only the audio, like, for the album. But regardless, it's, you know, sad. You know, it was, nobody knew it was coming. I think Mr. Solo passed away from, like, a heart attack or something. He just was found in, on the ground somewhere, like in, I think in his lawn or something. I don't know if he was on, going for a walk or something, and he just like collapsed. But he, you know, he just talked to the rapper Psy from Much Love Records. I think he has a website called Complex Melodies where you can check out some of Psy's music. But Psy was actually texting Mr. Solo hours before Mr. Solo just passed away. You know, he thought it was a hoax when he got the news hours later after he, you know, had passed away. Because I remember checking probably hours after Mr. Solo passed away. I didn't know too much about Mr. Solo or, you know, the Gospel Gangstas. I was first introduced back in the time that the album by Much Love Records released called Love to Dance, and it had Gospel Gangstas on a track called Testify. And that was Mr. Solo, I think, right there, featuring Marte and 007 and Gospel Gangstas, and it was two of the members, I believe, and Mr. Solo himself, I think, was on the track. But yeah, Psy was gonna do a song with Mr. Solo, and it ended up never happening, I guess, because, you know, Mr. Solo passed away. So unlike New Wine, who got his last verse from Mr. Solo hours before Mr. Solo's passing, I think Psy and New Wine were just hitting it up, sending each other tracks of theirs to listen to each other's music. But as far as collabs go, I don't think they ever got to get around to what they were talking about doing soon. So that's kind of sad thinking about that, because I really like Psy's music, and hearing Mr. Solo, checking him out now, he's got a really cool voice, and it would have been so awesome to hear, you know, Psy and Mr. Solo do a song together. My dream is to see us come together, one God, one squad, doing nice things. My team, much love, we together, never breaking in the wind like kite wings. Take center stage with the Lord on my right, and I give him praise. He's the Lord of my life, and I live in ways. Please the Lord in his sight, in my given days, not ignored when I write. In his name, God's doing things with the singing and the rap, but I'll sing if it can. There's a little snippet of Psy. One Love. So CY number 1 LUVV. It would have been cool to see Psy and Mr. Solo do a song together, you know. So I'm kind of, you know, disappointed in that, you know, but maybe in heaven we'll hear all the our favorite artists that, you know, that made it to heaven and believed in Jesus, you know. Who knows if we'll have something similar to what we have today, except without, you know, all the corruption, you know. Like in heaven, our minds and our hearts will be, you know, totally free from the influence of, you know, sin. And so, like, maybe there will be recording studios in heaven and stuff, and people record songs and sing together and praise together. I know we'll be hearing each other's voices. You know, we'll be praising the Lord together. I don't know if we'll do it in the way we know now. I'm sure there's going to be different styles of music in heaven, you know, rapping and, you know, rock and country and so many others, you know, like, just, it'll be all pure. There'll be no more like, oh, is this a Christian band or is this a secular or worldly band? It'll be like, you don't have to think about that no more. Like, you'll just be like, it's all the same and stuff. Like, in this world, we've got to guard our mind and our heart, you know, we've got to, like, you know, keep worldly influence out and, you know, just do like the Bible says and think about pure things. And so that can be a challenge sometimes because we have so much different music to listen to, and sometimes, you know, people might think it's like a chore to figure out which music is good and which music's not. You know, I myself, if I'm out in, you know, public, I'm not gonna just randomly listen to any music because it might not be a good look. People are like, what the heck, this Christian dude's listening to, like, you know, tracks that are blaring the F word left and right, you know. And so, like, sometimes, you know, like, if I'm in private and I can easily just, like, switch the song real fast, you know, I'll be, like, listening to new music and giving it a chance. And if it, like, if it's, like, if I'm hearing stuff that's worldly, then, you know, I'll kick it out the door. And so, like, you know, if it's just, like, secular, it's not necessarily Christian, it's positive, then, you know, I'll listen to, you know, some secular, but mostly it's all positive and Christian, and I don't really listen to any worldly music. If it's, like, just saying everything about private areas and doing this and doing that with each other, and, you know, having sex, you know, then I'm not gonna listen to that kind of music. It's promoting lust and adultery and fornication, and I don't want to listen to something that's, like, promoting and encouraging sin. Anyways, I got off on a rant there. Just went down a rabbit trail. Whole different discussion. Music in heaven. Christian versus worldly music. Going back to talking about Mr. Solo, New Wine, and Lecrae. You know, I think Lecrae likes to, like, you know, show love to the OGs of Christian rap. You know, he was trying to show New Wine love, and, you know, New Wine just, I guess, was getting a little impatient, so he bowed out of that one. But in honor of somebody like Mr. Solo, who knows, maybe he'll try to get the song finished, you know, just for the culture and just to, you know, show love to, you know, people who love gospel gangsters and people who love music and love Lecrae and people who love Christian rap and hip-hop, you know, like, maybe. I hope that Lecrae will finish the collab with New Wine and that they'll work out their misunderstandings, and hopefully New Wine will apologize for calling Lecrae a girl or a woman. You know, it was kind of uncalled for, but hopefully they'll make amends and old school rappers from Houston will start to collab with people like Lecrae, because I don't think there's enough of that happening. Like, you know, like, there's a lot of artists I wish would collab with Lecrae, and there's been a few, but it's like a lot of my favorite rappers I've listened to for years. I don't know if I've ever seen a Canton Jones and Lecrae song, or Mr. Dell and Lecrae, or, you know, I don't even know if I've seen a K-Drama and Lecrae song. Maybe I just haven't been looking through their catalogs and searching all their songs and stuff like that. You know, I know Lecrae did a song with Bizzle, but, he did one song with Von Juan a long time ago, Welcome to H-Town, but I don't think Lil Crazy's done any songs with Trey Nine, Lil Rascal. So I was really hoping for the New Wine song, honestly, you know, because New Wine sounds like Zero and Fat Pat and Tupac wrapped into one. And I know Lecrae loves Tupac, so, you know, he'd basically be having, like, the Christian Tupac. Maybe that's a little cliche and corny to call New Wine the Christian Tupac. You know, it's just like Von Juan had the song, I'm the First Von Juan. I'm not trying to be the next Notorious Big or Tupac or Jay-Z. I'm just the first Von Juan. New Wine's the first New Wine. He's like brand new you. He's the new wine. And then there's the True Vine. I interviewed True Vine. I hope New Wine and True Vine will collab. And I hope that New Wine will collab with BBJ. BBJ actually kind of sounds like the Notorious Big. But he's like a Christian and he, you know, does his thing. So, yeah. I think his real name's Jarvis Cooper. So if anyone's wanting to collab with him, he's doing a comeback himself. So y'all hit up Jarvis Cooper. I think that's his name. Hopefully I'm not saying the wrong name. But yeah, BBJ. Look him up on Facebook and you'll probably find his stuff. And be able to reach out to him if you're a Christian artist out there and stuff. Some new CHH news, Christian hip hop, Christian rap. Anyways, Dayton from God Over Money has released a new album called CHH Ain't Dead. Kind of like Crunk Ain't Dead by the mainstream rapper Lil Jon, Crunk Ain't Dead. Well, anyways, CHH Ain't Dead. Or like the movie God's Not Dead. Anyways, I think it's pretty cool. He's got several Christian rap and hip-hop collabs on there. Like people that are popular within Christian rap, like 1K Few. And I think Paris Cariz. So he's got some good name artists on there, you know. Like check out CHH Ain't Dead. It's got a pretty lit cartoon cover as well for the album cover artwork. So yeah, look it up on YouTube or wherever you can listen to music at, and yeah, playlist it. And since I've been talking about Mr. Solo and Gospel Gangstas earlier and New Wine was signed originally to Grape Tree Records. He used to rap with Lil Rascal. And so I wanted to bring up the fact that there's a group that was like signed to Grape Tree Records, and it was God's Original Gangstas. And I think it was spelled similar to Gospel Gangstas, but it was God's Original Gangstas. So it was pretty lit. I had like a little compiled album or like a playlist sort of album. I can't think of what it's called. It was like a I think there was a sampler album that I had that had some Grape Tree artists on it, but there was like a it was Music to Ride To, and there's like different volumes, so it's like a mixtape, but it's like an album, I guess. One of the songs I like is called Faith, and it's pretty lit. I like that song a lot, and it's from compilation Volume 2, Music to Ride To. It's MUZIKTARIDE, number 2. And usually a Grape Tree album has the words GT on it. I'll play a sample of it. Not real long, but just something to let you hear it. Anyways, I figured I'd do a little bit of a podcast today to kind of remember some of the old school Christian rap. And I showed y'all some gospel gangsters, some God's Original gangsters, some Grape Tree records. I didn't show y'all no Cross Movement or Tunnel Rats. And that's my alarm that usually wakes me up. But anyways, yeah. I was showing y'all some of that, plus BBJ, A New Wine, and hopefully some of these old school people will do some songs with each other. But I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. It's brand new you. Go to hotrapmix.com to check out Christian rap that I like and that I be vibing to. And you can also check out my own personal blog, brandnewyou.com, BRANNUYU. And yeah, that's my blog, so I post whatever I'm doing, like if I'm making a new animation or a song, you can keep up with me through there, you know. If you like this podcast and want to support me, there's different ways you can do that. One way is to go to anchor.fm/brandnewyou, BRANNUYU, and you can, you know, click the little button that they got for you to, like, you know, support the podcast. And then there's other ways you can support me. You can give to my Cash App, $BrandMan197, BRANMAN197, BrandMan197. And yeah, I got PayPal as well, hotrapmix@gmail.com, or you can go to cash.me/brandnewyou. And I've spelled out my name several times already, so if you want to rewind the podcast, you can also buy merch, and you can either go to zazzle.com/hotrapmix or zazzle.com/coffeepeoplestore. And you can also go to hotrapmix.com, my actual website, and I've got links from my Zazzle stores there. And in the future, I might utilize other ways to actually sell products I've created and have in stock myself. So, yeah. Anyways, yeah, I have Patreon as well. So it's like patreon.com/brandnewyou. And I don't really use it much or know how to, like, do what the big YouTubers do. And they usually, like, give people stuff, like, in return for, like, people's support. Like, hey, I'll make you a little video, or I'll give y'all a t-shirt or something. I might do that in the future if y'all can help me out. If y'all are, like, the big YouTuber people, or, like, you're somebody that knows how to do all the cool content creator kind of things, you know, teach me some of the things, you know. But, yeah, hit me up. You can contact me through anywhere, whether it's Hot Rap Mix or Brand New You. Just Google me or search me, find my social media, and just give me a message. Yeah. Anyways, thank y'all for listening once again, and I guess I'll end the episode.